This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, author of When China Attacks, about a letter he wrote, open letter he wrote for Asia Times to the new ambassador from the United States to Japan. What to expect? This has to do with Japan's ability to defend not only itself, but Taiwan and the region in the event of the aggression from the People's Republic of China.
John, this is terrible. You're stealing my next article idea. Darn it. But what's happened? Chevron's a total example of the Wilsonian, bureaucratic presidency. Congress writes a vague statute, like regulate the air in the public interest. And then the executive branch agencies, because they're experts, would say, okay, we think the public interest means more and more electric cars. And the courts under the Chevron doctrine used to just basically accept what the experts said. But just in the last Roberts term, 2 years ago, they issued a case called Loper-Bright. And in Loper-Bright, they said Chevron is over. Now the agencies have to act in a way that comports with the best reading of the statute. Now, the thing I was about to write about, Trump just issued an executive order saying, and executive branch agencies aren't going to follow Chevron anymore. Either you have to wait for greater direction from Congress. That could be a major revolution in the way the administrative state.
This is the bright spot. There are a lot of things to complain about and worry about. For example, the Japanese use the perpetual excuse, there's another election, we can't get involved, or the Constitution, or we're all pacifists. Grant shoves all those aside, saying it's stalling. What is positive is, as Grant describes, the U.S. Navy. Here's Grant Newsham on a bright spot in Japanese preparation for aggression by China.